gonna win this game.
Kobe Bryant off balance. Yeah. And Shaquille O'Neal is there. Bryant, touchdown FAU.
And Fulham are surely heading back to the Premier League.
The Denver Nuggets stand on top of the NBA world.
The Philadelphia.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome into another edition of Cheers from the Press Box. I am your host, Brennan Tassif, joined as always by my co-host and very good friend, Mr. Joe Dorville in Hotlanta. What's up, Joe?
What's going on, Brennan? I'm just realizing I don't know where my bottle of water is, so that's why I'm looking frantically all over.
You are looking frantically. Well, you look for that. I'm going to talk about the show a little bit. For anybody who has not joined us before, we are going to talk sports. We're going to talk about some of the major things happening in the NFL and the NCAA, and then we will get to the quick hits. Quick, we will talk soccer, quick. The Fulham corner. We're not going to get into the NBA and the NHL until the season really heats up, so that'll be starting around Christmas time. We're going to skip the walk-offs this week, go into the press conference where we'll peddle our wares, and that'll be the show. But we're going to start this week the same way we do every week. Joe!
Ready to return the opening kickoff.
Perfect way to kick off.
Here we go!
All right. Dun, 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 dun. Here we go. We're going to be talking NFL. If you have the time or not, Joe, but it feels like it's about the time. I can't find it. Time for
got a beer. Well, the time could it be?
There, where could it be? I think. Oh, here it is.
It's time for
game of the week. Game of the week. This is the surprising game of the week. If you looked at any of the Vegas odds or anything like that, this should not have been the game of the week. This should have been a blowout. Just for the listeners, Joe said he was looking for his water bottle and is now drinking a Yingling. Don't think I didn't catch that.
So I was looking. I got the. The best alternative. My water bottle is in the bedroom right now, and I didn't want to like go in there because I was gonna have to tiptoe because the lady's sleeping, and that would have took more time to get back. So I was like, you know what? Best thing, a Yingling.
Best thing, a Yingling. So we're talking Washington, Dallas. This was played in Washington, Virginia, I believe is where they play.
Yes,
the former FedEx Field.
Is it Landover, Maryland?
Oh, there you go. It's Landover. Dallas pulls out a sneaky, sneaky win. Cooper Rush.
Yeah.
Just commit. Okay. A couple of things. Washington had two missed extra points and then lost this game.
Crazy.
By a point. So that was Seibert right there would have had it. But Washington also.
By a point.
Washington.
They could have lost by a point.
No, they would have tied the game if they would have kicked the extra point.
That's right. No, so I'm saying, but missing it, they would have lost by a point.
Oh, yeah. Aubrey?
This was a wacky. Can I say one thing?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
You're being so professional. You're getting this all tuned up nicely. But I just want to say, when the 1 o'clock games were kicking off, the sentiment online and in every group chat was, well, we have a shit slate of 1 o'clock games here, folks.
Yes, that was it going into the
And then somehow we ended up with the most ridiculous slate of 1 o'clock games. The things that have happened that took place in those games are things we've never seen before. The things that happened in this game specifically are things that we've never seen before. Justin Herbert can't make a pass to save his life on the worst pass defense in the NFL for some reason. Should have played Stafford. But yeah, so, all right, go for your setup now. Sorry.
So yeah, this was a weird game. The first 55 minutes of this game, I think they only scored like 12 points. It was horrific. Brandon Aubrey had a field goal blocked and then doinked a field goal. The best kicker in the NFL was just not the best kicker. And then they scored, I believe it was 24 points in the last 5 minutes of this game.
Something like that, yeah.
It was insanity. Terry McLaurin had single digit fantasy points. I know that because he is on my fantasy roster and then caught a pass. So basically it was a Hail Mary, but they had to go 80 yards. Jayden Daniels threw it 40 yards, and then Terry McLaurin did this crazy spin move and like a bunch of people got like jammed up with each other and then ran untouched the other 40 yards to the end zone. It was insane. There was an onside kick that was returned for a touchdown. There was another kickoff or a punt, or excuse me, a punt that got muffed and then picked up and returned for a touchdown. So basically, all the reason this game was crazy,
it was insane.
Is because all three of those things, the onside kick, the punt return that was fumbled, and then the Terry McLaurin Hail Mary, all had like a less than 1% chance. At any game, they would have a less than 1% chance. Three of those things happened in the same game in the same span of 5 minutes.
Yeah, I was gonna say in no time at all.
It was insanity. Dallas did not deserve to win this game. This brings up the Cliff Kingsbury point. Everyone always jokes about the Kingsbury Cliff because his teams do have a habit of being found out for a, you know, lack of a better term in the second half of the season. I told you this stat before we started, but it's very interesting for the listeners. Cliff Kingsbury has a 68% winning percentage the first 7 weeks of the season as an NFL head coach and or coordinator. In the games in week 10 on, he has a 25% winning percentage. Damn. And when he was asked about it, this was going around Twitter. When he was asked about it, I guess he didn't understand the question because he basically said, I'm not changing anything. Because the reporter was kind of like, hey, have you seen the statistics about how your teams have a tendency to fall off in the second half of the season? And his answer was basically, he didn't know about that, I guess, is what he was saying. Because what he said was, I am unaware of that.
He doesn't realize how he's been home for every postseason.
He goes, I'm unaware of that, and I would have to see the statistics because I'm not changing anything. Or I'm not addressing that, is what he said. And I was like, oh, man, that's not the word you want to use. I'm not addressing that. So... what do you think with these two teams? Because Dallas was a dumpster fire a week ago, and we thought Washington had a couple of bad beats, but they were still going to make the playoffs. After this game, are you still thinking that, or what are you thinking with Washington?
So the thing with Washington...
defense plays well, by the way.
Oh, the defense plays well. This game could be chalked up to special teams. I mean, they had two special team touchdowns, a kick return, two kick returns, one on an onside chance and then one old-fashioned way. Well, I guess a new-fashioned way because there's a new kickoff situation. But so that's 14 points right there. I think the biggest thing – I'm not even going to blame Kingsbury for why the offense has been lacking in recent weeks. I'm going to go back to what I said last week after the Thursday game the Eagles played against the Commanders. Jayden Daniels is hurt.
Yeah.
Jayden Daniels – like – we have, and we'll talk about it a little bit in one of the one more round games, but we are very quick to put the new shiny toy on a pedestal and say, oh, well, this person is going to change the league. Like everything is.
Oh, I just saw the one more round game of what you're talking about.
Everything is turning this person. And it's like, hey, everybody. As Brennan likes to say, coaches get paid too.
Yep.
All right. You're going to put more film, more plays on film, more tape out there. They're going to figure out how to attack you, what you can and what you can't do. So I think in recent weeks, in conjunction with being hurt when he took that rib injury in the Panthers game, and now he has some hand thing, I think teams have figured out how to play him. And I think now it's on him and Kingsbury to make that adjustment and have a counterpunch for that. And they were able to put up points. It took them a long time to put up those points in this game. But I don't know. I think the Cowboys, it's a division game. Like the same thing I said when the Eagles were getting ready to play the Cowboys and the Commanders, I was like, division games are wacky. It's just the nature of the game.
Yep.
So I think they ended up in a division game buzzsaw. They didn't figure out how to win this one. They had some very unfortunate kicking situations. I believe two mixed extra points.
Yep.
So like if they get both of those, they win the game. They're in position to win the game at least. And they don't have to kick an onside kick that ends up getting returned. Like, all that changes.
Yeah. Three plays.
Geez. Oh, offensive hold. I was about to say, if you got freaking sacked, dude. Sorry. There you go.
Joe has a lot of fantasy things riding on this game right now.
Monday night game, hanging in the balance. I think I lost
the Harbaugh. Speaking of wacky division games,
Yeah. Good segue.
Thank you. The Minnesota Vikings went into Chicago to take on the Bears. Into your
Bears.
Point, Bears. And to your point, Joe, Caleb Williams looked a lot better in this game. The offense finally looks a little bit more cohesive. They still need to get better on the offensive line, but Caleb was making some plays. Minnesota pulls this out, though. Last second field goal to win the game. Minnesota is shaky. We remember, I know you and I remember this a few years ago. Remember when Minnesota was winning all those games, one score games? Who was it, Case Keenum or Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins.
Was winning all these one score games.
And that the next- was, I gotta say, I'm sorry to interrupt. This is a random segue, but I gotta thank the Minnesota Vikings and that Kirk Cousins team, because without them, the Eagles don't get Saquon. Because they go into the playoffs, they lose that game to Daniel Jones, make Daniel Jones look like a superstar. Yeah. The Giants pay him, not Saquon. Saquon, an Eagle, Daniel Jones.
Has a lot of sliding cut. Door moments, yeah.
A lot of sliding doors. Man.
I think Daniel Jones is
careful
gonna,
who you lose to in the playoffs.
Also, another sliding doors, I think Daniel Jones is going to be backing up Sam Darnold in Minnesota.
You think so?
Yeah, that's the big talking point right now.
I've heard...
Or Baltimore. The two that
I've heard Baltimore. I've heard San Francisco. I've heard Raiders, potentially.
I don't think there's no way he would go to the... He's an unrestricted free agent.
Just
now.
Saying what I heard. Just saying what I heard.
Well, Minnesota ends up winning this game. What do we think? So the Bears are in a position where they're going to get a higher draft pick because their season has kind of been up and down. This is what you want, though. If you have a rookie quarterback, as we've talked about, you want to have bright spots of like, okay, we know this is our guy, but you don't want to come out of the gate swinging because you still want to get players to put around him, offensive linemen, things like that, because the Bears have wide receivers, but they need to work on that defensive line and that offensive line. So you do want to get a higher draft pick in the next, at least this draft. So what do you think? Do you think Minnesota's for real, though? Because they do play in one of the most elite divisions in football with Green Bay and then, of course, the Lions.
I think Minnesota is akin to the Dolphins of like last year. They can beat up the bad teams, but the good teams are going to be a challenge.
The bad good team. The team that's okay, but they destroy the bad teams and then they can't. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be like you. They can only go as far as Sam Darnold would take them. And it's funny because they're kind of in the same situation as they were with Kirk Cousins. You're only going to get as far as your quarterback will take you. Like, I don't think they have teams can scheme against them pretty easily. And then it's up to Sam to, like, do other things. Like, we saw the Jags. The Jags should have beat them. Like,
yeah. The well, Jags we've got, had like, the six right of those games.
Game plan. The Jags had the right game
Doug
plan.
Doug Peterson, still the coach.
Took Justin Jefferson. I know, right? I thought he was going to get fired on the bye week. Pass interference. Let's go. Need a touchdown here, Justin. But, you take out Justin Jefferson, it makes it a little more difficult, and it allows you to stay in the game a little while longer. 12-yard scramble. I love to see it. They were in this game. Justin Jefferson had two catches,
27 yards,
and it allowed other people to have to flourish, and they did. They ended
Addison,
up doing so.
Yeah.
Addison, Aaron Jones had a 100-yard rushing game, had a fumble as well. That really hurt my fantasy. If that didn't happen, I probably wouldn't be in the position I'm in right now. TJ Hockenson went kind of crazy in this game. I think it's like his second game back or something. So I think the Vikings, do they have a puncher's chance? Yes. Do I think they are a team that's going to contend for a championship realistically? I don't think so.
No, and that's the thing is like it's the NFL and we talk about it all the time. Like the Vikings could pull like a Tampa Bay last year. Where, you know, they get this upset and everyone's like, oh, man. And then they make it to the second round and then they're like, you know, they look pretty good. And everyone's like, boy, oh, boy. And then they lose. And you're like, OK, well, that was still, you know, we didn't expect
it's
them.
It's a good season.
Yeah, it's a good season. So I think, you know, J.J. McCarthy goes out who they had every intention of starting his rookie year. And then Sam Darnold has this renaissance and you're kind of like, OK, this is like a cool story. if they make the playoffs, which, like I said, there's already the Lions who are just destroying everybody. I saw this funny meme where it was that Tiger Woods standing next to John Daly when he's smoking a cigarette, and it was like the the Lions at 10-1, and then it's John Daly as the Vikings at 9-2, because it's kind of like just thrown together. But yeah, they've got good players on that team, and then they have the best defensive, one of the best defensive coaches in the NFL, in Brian Flores. So I think they're going to be okay. But again, I think it's going to be a situation where, like you're saying, maybe they get past the first round, maybe they lose a close one in the second round, and they'll be like, all right, we'll come back next year. We're looking good. JJ McCarthy will have a year of practice under his belt at that point, or not practice, but being in the facility. Chicago's the team I'm worried about because going, what happened? He threw a pick.
They got down to the 1 yard line on a PI and they handed it off to Gus.
Oh, man.
They had no timeouts. Why? That's a dangerous run.
But I think with Chicago, they're in a stickier situation only because
an onside kick return.
Caleb looks like the third best quarterback in this rookie class, or maybe the fourth behind Bo Nix, Drake May, and Jaden Daniels, depending on how you feel about Drake May. But that's not what, as someone who's taken a first overall pick as a quarterback who's supposed to be the prince that was promised, that's not something you want to see. So I think Chicago needs to focus on the interior and the lines. And I think Minnesota is going to make some noise in the playoffs, but I don't think it's going to be of any true effect. What happened, Joe?
These margins of losses I'm about to take are so brutal, bruv. I'm going to lose to my brother in one league, 105.5 to 105.3.
Yep.
In the other league, I'm going to lose 107.6 to 106.22.
That's rough. I'd rather get blown out than lose like that. How many
this
points?
This is the worst passing defense. How did they?
How many points does Justin Herbert have?
I think he like cracked 20.
Oh, okay. So it's not like.
Yeah.
He didn't have like a
could
terrible.
Have did more.
Game. Speaking
23.
Of doing
3.92.
That's game. Good. That's not bad.
I had Stafford on the bench. Stafford had 3 more points. I could have won with Stafford.
Could have won with Stafford. Could've speaking with of, could have won. The next game we're going to talk about is the renaissance, the return, like a phoenix rising from the ashes.
Settle down.
Bryce Young takes Patrick Mahomes almost to overtime, baby. Kansas City Chiefs go into Carolina and squeak out a victory. I think Kansas City is like on autopilot, the old Steph Curry line where he's like, we're just bored out there. We got to believe that's what's happening, because
that's the only rational way we can make any heads or tails of this.
I mean, Bryce Young played well, which is good because his confidence was completely shot. And then Andy Dalton comes in and is playing pretty well in that first week he came in. Remember, he had like 3 touchdowns and we're like, oh, this is like a legitimate team. And the defense isn't that bad. And then Andy Dalton kind of got figured out by the third week he was in there, which is, you know, Andy Dalton's MO.
Par for the course.
And then Andy Dalton gets into that car accident. Thank God everyone was okay. But he's like, I'm going to sit this next week out. And Bryce was just out there playing like he had nothing to lose, because it wasn't his job anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
the job was taken from him. So he's kind of like, all right, whatever. And he's been playing better the last 3 weeks. This week would probably be the cherry on top. He's out there running around, like dancing, like having a good time. hang on, let me pull
I was
it
at,
up.
Was it the last week's
21-35 for 263 yards.
The game where they're in Germany and the Giants the Giants like had a turnover late, and you see him grabbing his helmet to go in and like do victory formation. He has just smile ear to ear.
Yeah,
like,
they won 2 in a row.
You're happy for the kid, you know. But do I think he's gonna be good in the end of that? I don't think he's gonna be that good.
Well, yeah, the size thing is like a huge elephant in the room, and by that I mean the opposite of that. He's so small. But the thing is the thing I found the most interesting in the last drive. So Kansas City is tied and they get the ball back. There's this final drive, and then you see him turn it on. You know, Patrick Mahomes rolls out and runs for like 15 yards. Travis Kelce gets a catch, and you're like, oh, when they want to turn it on, they can turn it on. And which is something I'm not a big believer in. I'm not a big believer in like, oh, we'll just go out there and win when the time comes, because too many things can go wrong. But this Chiefs team has no, I don't want to say no wide receivers, because, but no, other than Xavier Worthy, they're slow. This team is very slow other than Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, they have an old, slow team.
Yeah, yes.
With a bunch of wily vets.
Yeah, and so it's one of those things where it's hard to believe that they could just make a play.
Yeah, I think though, we're focusing too much on the offense in this game. And I think my question would be more for the Chiefs defense. Like,
yeah, give it up.
That was their calling card last year.
Giving up 27 points to Carolina
this year. And 27 points to Bryce. Look, no disrespect. Bryce Young, Chuba Hubbard, who I like a lot.
Adam
David
Thielen.
Moore, Leggett, and Thielen. Like, guys, what are y'all doing? Yeah. Defense.
I think this was definitely a trap game situation. Coming off that like big loss to the Bills, and like it's kind of, oh, it's the Panthers, we'll walk through them. Trust me, as a Jags fan, we have won a couple of these games where it's like no one gave us a shot, and then all of a sudden you're up and everyone's like, what the fuck's going on? So I understand that, but I wanted to put this in here, one, because it was a last second field goal by the backup kicker to win the game, and also because Bryce Young.
Great scramble by Mahomes.
Yeah. But Bryce Young looks better, looks more confident, looks like he's having fun again, which is good because you don't see that. A lot of times once these players break, Mac Jones, Baker Mayfield in Cleveland, Sam Darnold for the Jets, Zach Wilson for the Jets, once these players break where they're at, they either need a change of scenery or they're just done.
Zach Wilson, I feel like I have access already, but is Zach Wilson still in the league?
Yeah, he's the backup for Denver. I don't even need to look.
Okay. I think you said this last time too.
Yeah, he's like second or third string for Denver right now. But it is an interesting thing because normally, basically, when the team says you're not good enough anymore, it kind of can break you as an athlete.
You start soul searching.
Yeah, and it's cool to see Bryce come in for the same team, the same shitty owner, and be like, no, we're having a good time. We're having fun out here. So it's like it was really cool to see.
Still didn't get the win though. I know. Not really having fun if you're not winning games.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, is my favorite Nike campaign ever said, winning's not for everybody, you know?
Just saying, you know.
All right.
Go out there, you have a good time, you can eat your orange slices, but
dude, how many
walk
times
away with the dub?
How many times this year have we done this about Baker Mayfield and losses? We're like, Baker's going in crazy.
Baker's having the game of his life, and they lost, though.
I know.
But at least his, it could be explained with, you know, every receiving target he started the year with was out.
Dude, I think I brought it up on this show, but
he was just throwing to Kate Otten. And
did I tell
backs.
You about the Chris Godwin thing on TikTok? Where it like zooms in and you can see him talking to the trainer. Yeah. God,
like, that's
man.
My career.
Yeah. He goes, my career's over, isn't it? And the trainer was like, yeah, that's your career, man. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to cry, dude. But yeah, so Kansas City still in prime position, pole position, as it were. Carolina will probably get the first pick. If you're Carolina, do you take a quarterback with the first pick, first or second pick?
That's a great question. And I think the answer is yeah. You got to.
You got to Rosen it up.
You got to Rosen it up.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. I mean, that's the first time we'd ever seen that.
Was it the first
time? You take a quarterback three, and then the very next year you take a quarterback one?
Rosen was not three. Rosen was like 10.
Was he?
Yeah, Rosen was like 10.
We're going to split
the third quarterback taken.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
But he was like 10.
Tomato. Don't get out of here with your semantics.
But I was going to say, there was another iteration of this on a smaller scale, though, different scale, not two first round picks. But Cam Newton was drafted, I want to say the year after Jimmy Clausen was drafted, but Jimmy Clausen was a second round pick.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then Cam was one overall, obviously, because Jimmy Clausen was their quarterback. All right, moving on. Go, Tommy!
One more round. And just for everybody listening at home, keeping score, Josh Rosen was taken 10 overall. Joe nailed that right on the button. All right, first game's going to be you.
It doesn't watch the draft.
You just nailed it.
Dumb trivia knowledge is.
And I've had someone on my podcast twice who actually went to college or not was actually working at UCLA when Rosen was there. You'd think I would know that.
That is true. Yeah.
Shout out Cab Washington, my guy, my Philly boy. All right, this first one's you.
All right, the Eagles, TCB Lightning Ball, baby, taking care of business. Saquon goes out there. Saquon goes out there, has a career game, 255 yards, had two insane breakaways. Jalen Hurts making chicken out of chicken soup.
Almost cost me really my fantasy, Saquon.
Jalen out there with pretty much one receiver, and Dallas Goedert being pretty much covered up the middle. Offensive line played very well.
They're coming together, man. I was just talking to my buddy John about this, the stand. They're coming together.
The Rams' defensive line is also coming together. You can see that taking shape in a post Aaron Donald world now with Verse, with Kirk. And they got a couple more guys they had drafted the year previously. Turner, and I can't remember the fourth guy. I think it's Byron Young, maybe.
Yeah.
But they got guys up there. They got Cam Kitchens in the back who's looking pretty good. Shout out to the University of Miami. But, yeah, no, defense showed up, if not for two inexplicable, poorly refereed PI calls. The Rams would never have gotten into position to score a touchdown, two touchdowns.
Yeah.
So that's that. But, you know, Eagles went. They did what they had to do. And walk away with a dub, man. That's all it's about at this point, you know. Devontae got a late scratch. Well, not late, but he was scratched early, first thing in the morning, it felt like.
Real fun thing about this game. Two things. If you're playing Saquon.
Shout out to Kenny Gainwell.
You put that in the Discord. Kenny!
Kenny!
If you're playing against someone on the Eagles, especially Saquon, it sucks because you're like, oh, they're up 21-7. They'll just run the ball out. And you're like, oh, wait, that's terrible.
Yeah, also, like, oh, no.
Very funny thing I saw on social media. Somebody cut this together. You're an angel, whoever did this. Saquon breaks that 75-yard run, scores the touchdown, tosses the ball to people on the standing on the side. They turn out to be fans. And then goes to the equipment manager and goes, hey, because it broke the Eagles' rushing record.
And it was his career high.
And he goes, hey, do you have that ball? And he goes, no, you gave it away. And he just gave it away. Fuck. Hopefully he buys it back from those fans.
That in my mind, I was like, because he jumped, like did under the legs and tossed it to them. And I was like, he's going to want that ball.
Yeah, those weren't equipment people. Those were fans with field passes.
I was like, he's going to want that ball.
Oh, so, man. He'll probably give him a signed jersey.
Negotiating is starting.
All right, so I'm talking Houston, Tennessee. So this was the Kansas City.
One more round.
Oh, I thought you already hit it. I'm sorry. This was the Kansas City. Carolina game, had Carolina won. Houston's the better team. Houston's the better record. This is one of those wacky division games. But this is what Joe was referencing earlier. CJ Stroud has an amazing rookie year. Doesn't throw his first pick until like week 7. And everyone's like, this is the future of the NFL. This guy's the truth. And then, you know, he loses his top wide receiver for most of the year. Teams have more tape on him. They kind of figure out what he's good at, what he's not good at, and he looks mortal. He's not bad. He's still a great quarterback. He just looks mortal. And Tennessee took advantage of that. Tennessee does have a good defense. I wouldn't say great, but they have a decent defense.
I'd say great.
CJ Stroud was, it seemed like he was trying to do everything by himself. He has a lot of his pieces back too. You know, Nico's back. He still has Tank there. Joe Mixon didn't play very well, even though he's been kind of on a tear lately. So I'm not worried about Houston. And Tennessee, this was kind of a fluky, you know, division, whatever, some things happen. But Will Levis is an insane person, by the way. I think he got hurt in this game, but threw like another two picks. I'm not worried about Houston. Just a weird game to lose. And they were never in control of this game, by the way. I'm going to pull up the final right now, but I was watching this game and never once was I like, oh, Houston's got it. Yeah, it was 32-27, no. But like the Titans were up the whole game, literally the whole game.
Yeah. Well, outside of the first touchdown, Tennessee went up first.
Yeah, and then they came back.
Houston went up first, and then it was kind of like, this is way too, this is way closer than it should be the whole time. It's like, what is happening?
Yeah, it was.
I know Houston's missing some defensive pieces. Like, I think Will Anderson still might be out. Nope, Will Anderson played something wrong there. So, yeah, no excuses on the defensive side.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Will Anderson
tried to give you guys an out.
They had like 8 sacks the first half.
They even had a pick six.
Yeah, it was one interception in this game. My bad, but 8 sacks.
Yeah.
That's insane to me.
Weird times.
All right.
One more round.
Brennan. Can you get me some gabagoo?
Hey, how you doing?
I was about to say, Baker Mayfield went crazy, tried to throw his arms out doing the
it was like
Italian.
He couldn't get his arms out far enough to be like, fuck you guys.
He was like, he kept forgetting how short he was and wanted his arms to extend longer and longer. The Tampa Bay Bucks, by the way, I just want to say, I've told you guys about my fantasy football league's secondary group chat where we put bets in and everything. And I saw Tampa Bay versus the Giants, and I was like, there's no way Mike Evans is coming back. There's no way Baker doesn't throw at least 2 touchdowns. The Bucs scored 30 points. They ran for 4 touchdowns. They didn't throw 1 touchdown.
Baker ran in a touchdown.
Rashard
a brutal
Wyatt
one, too. Baker looks Bucky for contact, and he is not big enough to look
for contact in the NFL. He's stout, though. He's stout. That's
yeah,
the difference.
He's got that Russell Wilson body.
Sean Tucker freaking scored a touchdown. It was very annoying. But no, Bucks, if not for all those injuries, they win a bunch of those. They win a handful of those games in that stretch. The Giants, they're in full reset mode. It's over. Like, cancel Christmas, you know, pack it up. Malik Nabers is already fed up with Dable.
Did you hear him at the press conference?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw that.
Why didn't you get your first target until the second half? And he goes, I don't know, ask Brian. Yeah, ask Dable.
He said, chewing gum, like the most, what's the right word? The most, oh, Baker throwing a nice block in there.
I saw that. Yeah, on the Bucky Irving run, he sprints down the field just so he could throw a block on somebody.
Get a nice block in there. A defiant, that's what I'm looking for. A defiant smacking of the gum when he says, I don't know, ask Dapes.
Well, and that's the thing, too. We talk about this all the time. This is why you can't take in the you cannot tank in the NFL, because you have 52 other guys.
You got a lot of guys out there
who are literally, well, not only that, but they are putting their lives on the line. Look what happened to Ryan Shazier. Look what happened to that tight end from Carolina who landed on his head. They thought he might have broken his neck. Like, you can't ask these guys to go out in a sport that could possibly kill them. But we're going to put in the third string quarterback because we want to get a high pick. Fuck you.
And we don't want to pay Drew Locke's incentives for playing X amount of time. Like guys, that's the sign of a poorly ran franchise. If you're penny pinching like that, like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
It's crazy because $250,000.
This is a franchise that in my lifetime has won 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah. But with that same, that same kind of mentality. They didn't want to pay. Remember for that first Super Bowl, they didn't pay any of those guys.
Yeah.
Tuck went to a different team. OCU went to a different team. All those guys got broken up.
Yeah.
Go Tampa. How about them Bucks, baby?
How about the Bucks? I don't feel bad about the Giants. I love the Giants, Lizzie.
Of course. This was
a great weekend for any Eagles fan because the Giants got their pants. The Cowboys and the Commanders.
Yeah, because the Commanders,
like,
were the only ones fighting you guys for that.
They're
first
on
place.
Our heels, and it was like, okay, whoever loses here, it's going to be funny.
Yeah.
And then the way it played out is like, wow, that's maximum hilarity.
Yeah. You almost had it. You almost had us. But now the Eagles own the tiebreaker against everybody. I think.
Yep.
Well,
Eagles have beat them all, and have the best record.
The other thing I wanted to bring up real quick, and then we'll move on, is the. So when Tampa Bay played Atlanta, we were like, this is for the NFC South because Atlanta already had a game and a half lead or a 2-game lead. And then Atlanta wins that game. But now Atlanta is sliding and Tampa looks like they're in prime position. So I could have been wrong when I said, oh, this whoever wins this game will win the NFC South. If Atlanta keeps sliding and Tampa keeps playing like this, Tampa might take it over. But they lost both. The
Falcons won. I would say Falcons won both of them.
Yeah. They would have to have the better record.
They have to overtake them on record alone.
Yeah.
So we'll see. And is that possible? Let's see what the rest of their... They got Carolina. They got the Raiders. Those are two winnable ones.
They have one of the Chargers. Easy schedules.
They have that. Yeah, wow.
They could
go
5-1 to end the season.
I would say they could not lose. They got Panthers, Raiders, Chargers, Cowboys, Panthers, Saints.
So they could reasonably go 5-1 if they lose to the Chargers.
Yeah, if they lose to the Chargers. But I just saw the Chargers get the doors. But I mean, they were playing, you know, two potential MVP candidates. Yeah. The Falcons are playing the Chargers, Vikings, Raiders, Giants, Commanders, Panthers. They both can go 5-1.
I don't know. And the Vikings and the Chargers seem like too tough.
I was about to say, sorry. They have two potential losses, but
and the Commanders are going to be playing for their playoff lives in that Week 17 game.
Well, they'll be playing for their playoff lives against the Bucks as well.
That's but true. Good point.
With the two losses, let's say three losses, and let's put two losses on the Bucks. That leaves them even, and that gives the
Atlanta
the tiebreaker to Atlanta.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. They just need one more win than Atlanta.
One more round.
All right. Last thing. We normally never talk about the.
Can I pivot? I don't want to talk about this game.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
What game would you rather talk about?
Jameis won in the snow. I don't want to talk about Jameis. I don't want to be one of these people.
Did you see his pregame speech? That's why I wanted. That's why I put it up here.
I didn't see.
He is so bananas.
I'm not a Jameis fan. Like I've been anti-Jameis. Yeah. My whole life.
I'm not.
I mean, first
Jameis
of all, he
fan.
Went to Florida State.
It's great content though when he's just like, out there.
Look, it's funny. 400 yards. I'm not a fan of normalizing Jameis.
All right.
So, yeah.
Is there anything you want to talk about?
Yeah, I want to go to another humiliation because I love talking about humiliations on here. Green Bay pantsing the 49ers.
Oh, yeah.
The 49ers thought they were going to have a decade of open window. Brock Purdy suffered a shoulder injury last game. Bosa, we talked about his hip situation or oblique or whatever he wants to say. And, yeah, their window's done. They're now bottom of the NFC West. The book is closed on them. Green Bay, good win. Also, shout out to Seattle. Good win. I called that in my pick'em. Ooh, snap. How much points were scored today? Did I win the money? I think I won the pot, Brandon.
Did you?
Oh, no. I think I lost.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I think that last touchdown, I had it at 51. I think he had it at 52. End up being 53. Damn, so close.
So close.
It was coming to a tiebreaker between me and one of my buddies. Damn, he got it. Damn. But yeah, Jameis sucks, like humanly.
Yeah.
Maybe he's redeemed himself. I don't know. I'm still holding.
A lot of talk about the Lord, though.
He loves talking about the
Lord. Lord. For someone who's been accused of sexual assault, he really talks about the Lord a lot.
Accused of sexual assault and then had that run-in with the female Uber driver after one of the Super Bowls recently.
Yeah. And also,
not recently, like
known
five,
thief.
Ago, but
known
still.
Convicted thief.
But I think my because I kind of toned it down because I was like, you know, a lot of time has passed now. I believe he has a wife. I know he's with a woman. He's been with a woman consistently recently. And he
probably
has
been with
a
lot of women
child.
Consistently. He's a professional athlete.
And he has a small child. So I'm like, I think, you know, he's at least, I don't know if he's learned, but he's obviously, you know, changed his lifestyle to a degree. But I think when he fucking went and defended Deshaun Watson being booed, it just,
man shows up every day for practice.
Wrong messenger, man. Wrong messenger.
I know. I really thought Myles Garrett was going to pull. I can't believe how we pivoted off this game, and now we're back on it. Cleveland beats Pittsburgh. It was surprising. Pittsburgh is considered one of the best defenses in the NFL and got ran on. Nick Chubb is back. Love it. Love to see it, especially after the injury.
It was a AFC weather game. Yeah. And Nick Chubb was the AFC running back built for it.
Yeah. I was so happy to see him running around out there.
He was out there with no sleeves in a blizzard. Fuck.
His knee was destroyed. They had to reconstruct his entire knee last year. He's like, I don't care. Let's go. But I will say I really wanted Myles Garrett to be like the preacher from Friday Night Lights, Deep Pole, where he like doesn't say anything. And then if he says something, it's very profound. And then when he defended Watson, I was like, oh, there goes that dream. There goes that idealizing of that person.
The only rationalizing of that is he was condemning the booing of a player being hurt. And
I just really wish they would have asked him. I can give Miles the pass.
The thing is, Jameis can't get a pass because Jameis, you nasty too, man.
Yeah.
You can't be the one talking.
Thanking the Lord.
Telling me how this man come into work every day for this city.
Like, that's a very good Jameis.
That wasn't bad. The first time I tried it, it wasn't bad.
That was really good, dude. All right, let's get to the country's favorite game. All right, everybody, time for the game that's sweeping the nation. I'm talking about, you took it all the way down. Oh, there it is. I'm talking about who's in, who's out, who's up, who's down, hosted by the one and only Joe Dorville.
Who's up, who's down, who's in, who's out? Brennan.
A lot of noise this week.
You ready to play?
A lot of things happening this week. Let's play. A lot of things happening. Let's go with who's in, who's out first.
All right, Brennan, playing the game correctly. Who's in, who's out? Missouri is in. They went from unranked. They've been in and out this entire year. But they went from unranked to being ranked number 24 after a 19-point victory over Mississippi State. They replaced Washington State, who lost to Oregon State in the de facto Pac-12 championship, the Pac-2 championship. Has anybody been paying attention to that conference?
I brought that up a while ago. That was so funny.
Oh, man. What a joke. But as far as who's up and who's down, Brennan, this is an all-timer of who's up and who's down. I don't even know if you're ready. All right. Indiana was number...
Five.
They were number five. They had to go to the horseshoe.
Yeah.
Ohio State's the horseshoe, right?
Yes.
Okay. Michigan's the big house. Yeah. They had to go to the horseshoe and...
Played in that stadium. I sat on the sideline in that stadium. It's not very fun.
They looked formidable early, and then the doors got...
It was 7-0, then 7-7, and you're like, all right, here we go. We got ourselves a game.
It was like, we got a game, and then it was not a game. It was not a game. 38-15, Indiana ended up losing to Ohio State, dropping five spots to number 10. Then there was Alabama.
Let's talk about this. Boat raced by Oklahoma.
Number 7, Alabama at the time. Went to Oklahoma. Brennan, my experience of this game is a little different. So Saturday afternoon, Miami played early. We won. I was like, yay. Me and the lady had tickets to go see Wicked. I was like, I don't think there's any more upsets that are going to happen.
Yeah.
So we went and saw Wicked. Awesome. My phone died on the way.
I don't understand. I don't. Anybody whose phone dies, I do not understand how that works.
It was my fault. So my problem is my phone is always in peril to die on Saturdays and Sundays because I'm watching the games and I'm tweeting a storm. I'm blue skying a storm. I'm texting a storm. And then I look and I'm like, oh, snap. I'm like on 15%. Like the 15% warning comes up and then I go to charge it. And then something happens and I take it off. And then I flip. And then
put a charger next to the couch.
And then the time I'm not sitting on the couch. I'm not a regular human being. All right. I'm watching. If it's my team playing.
Different. I know. You sit a foot from the TV on the floor. I know.
Like. I'm just saying.
If you guys saw the way Joe watches his teams, you'd be like, this is psychotic. He literally sits like a kid, like a kid watching a Christmas story, like up against the television.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I joked with Ariel, watching the Eagles game last night. She was sitting on the couch. I was sitting on the floor in front of the TV. And I forgot what happened. I think N'Kobe Dean like got a stop on a fourth down.
Of course
he
did.
And I got up and I was like, let's go.
N'Kobe Dean is so good.
I looked at her and I was like, you know what's funny? When we have kids, the kids are going to be, let's go. Yeah. I was they're going to pick up on all my weird idiosyncrasies.
Was that the inspiration for your cover art for the first album?
No.
The kids sitting in front of the TV? Because that's what I think of whenever you talk
yes
about it.
Yes and no. Not necessarily me watching sports, but it was, that's like a artist rendition that I had my buddy do of how I grew up. Like I had a TV on the floor.
Yeah,
I always had headphones and like a CD player and like the wood paneling.
But just that image of like a kid up against the television. I always think
like sitting real close against the TV. Yeah.
So I saw this. So you didn't see the. So how did you?
So not until I got home, charged the phone, and then I see in the group text. I'm like, wait. I'm like, Alabama lost to Oklahoma?
Oh, they
got, and they didn't score a touchdown?
They got housed.
I don't want to hear about how dominant the SEC is anymore, okay?
So the way I saw this, I was at work on Saturday, and like we were slowing down. I was closing, so like it was kind of the end of the night. You're just kind of waiting for your tables to like finish up. And I remember I walked towards the bar to go to the host end to see how many covers we had left, how many people we had left. And I remember looking up at the TV and literally dropped my like server book because I was like, what? It was like 24 to like 7. I was like, what?
24 to 3.
That's what
didn't
it was.
Score a touchdown.
Yeah. And I was like, what the what is happening?
Yeah. No, Caleb DeBoer, get security, my boy. Yeah, so they dropped 6 spots after taking that L-ski. Ole Miss, I was watching this game intently.
Another one.
Ole Miss lost to Florida 24-17. Jackson Dart was back there like not one, not two, not three. He was throwing all the interceptions in those final drives of
you
the game.
You get a pick. You get a pick.
Threw an interception. They somehow got the ball back. Threw what was going to be an interception, but it hit the ground. And then turned around and threw another one just for good measure.
The last interception, to be honest, it was a choice route. And he thought his guy was going to keep running. I saw that But it's just one of those things where you're like, we talk about it all the time. Bitch. It's like, yeah, it's like, come on, man.
So they fell 6 spots from 9 to 15. Both of those teams, I can't see a realistic.
This was going to be Ole Miss's year too. Jackson Dart's not coming back, so this had to be their year.
We got to see where the committee does because the committee is obviously going to be a little different than the AP. But Alabama may sneak in as a 12 seed, just how certain things shake out because.
I don't know, though.
I don't know.
I mean, Florida has some good wins.
Three SEC teams will get in.
Yeah, I think that's like the thing.
Three SEC teams.
I think it's 4 and 4. I think it's 4 Big Ten, 4 SEC. And then.
I don't know. I think if Miami and SMU both continue to be undefeated, play an ACC championship game, I don't think there's a way you can keep either one of the loser out.
If SMU gets blown out, though.
I don't think. Alabama lost to Vanderbilt.
And Oklahoma in a bad way. Gosh.
Like, How do you
go against a program like LSU and put like 40 on them and then lose to Oklahoma?
Now, Oklahoma, good defense. I mean, not
yeah,
good
I mean,
defense
it's
necessarily,
not.
But Brett Venables, good defensive coach. Was the DC for a lot of those Clemson teams that beat some of those Alabama teams.
Yeah, you're right.
Still though, Oklahoma was having such a god-awful season that, like, literally I was on the phone with Ariel's dad. Was it Sunday? Saturday morning. And we were talking, and one of the games we were talking about, we were like, yeah, because Alabama's going to beat Oklahoma. Didn't spend any time.
No, I wouldn't have even thought of it.
Did not think that was a possible outcome. And then
because Oklahoma hasn't had that kind of a program in like 5 years.
For me to come from the movies and see that score, I immediately texted him like, what happened to Alabama?
Just real quick before we move on to the Fulham corner.
You got a couple more games to cover. We've been bogged down.
Okay, good, before good we move
college
on.
College football weekend, though.
You are on the phone with your fiance's father?
Yeah, so it was weird.
That's a thing?
You know, we're going to make deviation. This was the first time it ever happened. Oh, so okay. Monday was his birthday. Last Monday was his birthday, as you know, because I was a little late on the show. Not late, but we could have done it earlier. I said, hey, I'm out right now. And we ended up talking a lot of college football. And
is this a phone call?
No. Hold on. So on the day of his birthday at the restaurant, we ended up talking.
Yeah.
Eventually, like we
cut the
conversation with the women.
Yeah.
And we just had our conversation.
As we do as black men.
Yeah, exactly. So then Saturday.
Sorry, I saw it.
I'm literally sleeping and I get a phone call and I look and I'm like, this can't be who I think. Like, that's not real. This person, he's never called me before. I'm like,
you're like, who died? What's
something
going on?
Yeah. I'm like, something must be wrong. Like, what is it? So I answer the phone. I'm like, hey, what's going on? He was like, I think you're wrong about the SEC, man. I was like, oh, great.
That's awesome. Because I talk to my girl's dad on occasion, but a lot of times it's like texts like, hey, did you see that? And I'll be like, yeah, cool. And he's also a podiatrist. So I'll be like, hey, my foot's fucked up. Can you help me?
We ended up having like a 40-minute convo.
Wow.
Like we were just going back and forth about the SEC. And then the funny thing was, so then Alabama lost on Saturday. I forgot to text him yesterday about it. I texted because he goes to sleep. He goes to sleep relatively early. So I didn't text him Saturday when we got back from the movies. Forgot to text him yesterday because football. Texted him today. He then called me like 10 minutes later and we had a 30-minute convo.
Love that. Love that for you.
I was like, oh, man. I joked to Ariel. I said to her after the first one, when she got home on Saturday, I was like, guess who I talked to for nearly an hour? She was like, who? I was
Pops.
Like, your father. I was like, this man has
Please tell me you said your father just like that.
I did. Of course. Yeah, and then I said, this man has been wanting a son his entire life because he has three girls. I was like, obviously, this man has been wanting a son his entire life.
He's so stoked. Especially
oh, man.
Someone
All right.
who is into sports as you are.
Exactly. So to round out the who's in, who's out, BYU took another loss, second loss in 2 weeks. To Arizona State. Arizona State beat them 28-23. Wild finish. BYU was in position to win. They did not. Then they like there was an early field storming. Then people had to like
they
go back
to
their
second
seats.
Back on the clock. Yeah,
it was a whole thing. A&M lost in like triple overtime to Auburn. I saw that one live. Not live, but I saw it in real time. I saw the overtimes in real time. And Colorado lost to Kansas, which I can't remember if I called it on here.
Kansas is world beaters right now. Did you see they've beaten three
Kansas
teams
is
in 3
taking
weeks.
Scalps. Kansas is taking scalps.
I think this was
I had
number
warned
four.
My brother. I had warned my brother because my brother's been following Colorado since Dion got there. And going into this week, I was like, look, man, I was like, yo, Colorado wins out. They can win the Big 12 championship because all they gotta do is beat BYU at this point. And I was like, who do they play next? And he said Kansas. I was like, ooh. Like Kansas just beat BYU. And they beat Iowa State. They lost. They were in a close game with Kansas State. Lost to Kansas State, though. But I was like, ooh, that Colorado. I was like, Colorado might have a tougher time with Kansas than you think. And, Kansas went great. Who's that running back? Kalen Johnson? This kid went for like 300 yards, it feels like. Devin Neal.
I'm pulling it up now. Yeah, Devin Neal.
Number four, Devin Neal.
Love
My
that.
Gosh,
a running back with the
day.
Number four. 1,100 yards on the season.
He had 207 and three tutties.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he was just gashing them. And then getting like five a clip. So he was just getting first downs. They just couldn't get the ball. And then lastly, the unpatriotic Notre Dame Fighting Irish beat Army.
Yeah, that was a little more than a beat.
49-14. Disrespectful to the armed forces there. As far as who's up, I'll just do the top 12. We're not doing everybody. Oregon 1, Ohio State 2, Texas 3, Penn State 4. Penn State staying 4 is crazy because they were holding on for dear life against Minnesota. God, I hate the AP. Notre Dame 5, Georgia 6, Tennessee 7, Miami 8, SMU 9, Indiana 10, Boise 11, Boise, who was in a dogfight there with Wyoming, and Clemson at 12, Alabama 13, Arizona State 14. Arizona State going to be in the next CFP ranking that we'll see tomorrow because they are the top team in the Big 12 right now. So.
Yep. All right.
All right.
That's it. That's it for who's up, who's down. Now we're going to get to the quick hits, but there's only one thing we're going to talk about in the quick hits. That's the Fulham corner.
And you'll be surprised how quick.
Quick! Name it hits.
Quick hit.
And here we go. Hey, another sounder. We love the sounds here.
Big fan of the sounds. Big, not been a fan of this sound. We lost. We got our heads caved in. I believe it was a 4-1 defeat. Not good. It was 1-0. We scored first. They scored soon thereafter a spectacular pass and goal for them. Then, I'm trying to remember, did Anderson go down and they scored the next goal? So we had made all 5 of our subs. And then one of our center backs got hurt. So we couldn't bring in somebody else. So we had to play with 10 men. And yeah, then they scored. No, they got the second goal prior to that. The last 2 goals was after that. Really sucked. We should have beaten them. We had opportunity after opportunity inside the box. Didn't finish. I think like 3 different shots hit the goalpost. So that was infuriating. We can't keep beating the good teams and losing to the bad teams. Like, to be a good team, a sustainable good team, top of the table, is you have to take care of the opponents that you should take care of and then beat the people around you. So this yo-yoing of, you know, having competitive close ties with those around us, beating those just underneath us, but then losing or drawing with the bottom of the table is not good, guys. I don't need to tell them that. I don't
it's
need
not
to tell
good.
Them. They know. It's not good. It's not ideal. Okay. But one of the things I do hate is also the start and stop of the beginning half of the season.
Yeah, I don't like this with the breaks.
I was going to say with the international breaks. Yeah, I was going to say we're on a roll and then we have to stop for a break. And then, you know, random things could happen. Injuries could happen. Last break, it was Sasha Lukic getting hurt. This break, coming off of the break, Anderson got hurt. Is that because he played too much during the break? Who knows? I don't know. Anthony Robinson hasn't not played a single minute in like 500 games, it feels like, and the kid just stays healthy. So, all right, had to get that off the chest.
All right, well, I'm glad we got all that out of here. Let's go to the press conference.
And we'll bring you the press conference in its entirety.
Joe, let everyone know where they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Blue Sky at Joe Dorville. In Blue Sky, just search Joe Dorville. It's the easiest way to do it. Don't forget to check out this show's Twitter and Instagram and Blue Sky at Clearing Press. Big presence on the Sky there. Every Saturday and Sunday, I'm pretty much just posting from that account. So getting some good engagement out over there on that. And also, don't forget to on Twitter and Blue Sky, Fulham Fits. If you want to see, you know, Fulham tweets and what's not, I'm on the Blue Sky with Fulham Fits. Shout out to all the Fulham Fits folks. Hopefully, they'll check out this episode because I did a little shady thing. Not really shady, but I put our podcast in our Fulham Fits starter pack. So people have been following us.
That oh, look at that.
Yeah. Oh, check out my music, Headphone Joe, the Ono E, and the phone. Check it out on all DSPs, TV Season 2, Outside 30. And check out the merch at Etsy.com/shop/Headphone Joe. Again, no O or E in the phone. Brennan, where can we find you?
At Brennan T. Comedy on all social media. BrennanTComedy.com. Check out my other podcast, X Drinking Buddy, where I have a comic or an artist of any kind on to talk about their best and worst drinking jug, party, and getting in trouble stories. And then you can also check out my one-man show on YouTube.com/@BrennanTComedy. It's also called X Drinking Buddy, a comics look at life, near death, recovery, and redemption. And yeah, that's it. That's all she wrote.
All right, Brennan, get me out of here.
And that's why we play the game.
Hello.
Huge shout out, Tom Herman, out, Florida Atlantic University head football coach.
Also, I'm hearing that Ray Lewis thing might not be facts.
No, it might not be. Also, big shout out, Jatavion Saunders, the tight end for Carolina, who got upended and landed on his neck, looking like he's going to be okay. Nice.